Dan Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israel says its troops have arrived at the gates of Gaza City, and President Biden is signaling a change in his stance on the fighting. Pentagon correspondent Cammy McCormick.
As many as 400 Americans are seeking to leave Gaza, along with others who hold dual passports, as the Israeli ground offensive grinds on. The Israeli military says militants fired anti-tank missiles and set off explosive devices during an overnight battle. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will head to the region tomorrow as part of the Biden administration's efforts to seek a pause in the fighting to allow for the release of hostages and humanitarian aid to flow in.
Back home in Washington, a motion to expel embattled GOP Congressman George Santos failed last night.
I'd like to say I understand the point of view of my colleagues, but I don't. One can't say that they are pro-Constitution and at the same time act as judge, jury, and executioner.
31 Democrats joined Republicans who voted to withhold punishment while both a criminal trial and an ethics committee investigation proceed. Santos is accused of making up his life story, stealing from donors, and lying to Congress. A former Memphis police officer is expected to change his not guilty plea to guilty to federal rights violations today in the beating death of Tyre Nichols last January. Desmond Mills will become the first of five officers charged to break ranks with his former colleagues. They were caught on camera punching, kicking, and hitting Nichols with a police baton. He died 3 days later. Donald Trump Jr. is expected to take the stand for a second day in his family's civil fraud trial. CBS's Graham Cates from court in New York.
Said he relied on highly paid accountants to come up with the figures that were presented to banks and that it wasn't his fault that those figures ended up being incorrect.
Finally, a World Series title for Texas. Rangers fans ecstatic after Texas beat Arizona 5-0 in Game 5.
Been following the team since the 90s. And we're just long overdue for this.
The party's tomorrow in Arlington. 50 years after the big breakup, the Beatles have a new single out today. CBS's Vicki Barker is in London.
John Lennon's son, Sean, knows this is musical history.
It's the last song that my dad and Paul and George and Ringo will get to make together.
AI was used to extract Lennon's voice from a 1978 cassette tape. George Harrison recorded guitar tracks before his death. An emotional moment for surviving Beatles Paul and Ringo, and no doubt for millions of Beatles fans.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
It's the final home game of the season for Carroll University football this Saturday, November 4th. The Pioneers will also celebrate Senior Day as the Big Blue of Millikan University visits the Schneid. You can catch all of the action live with Don and Johnny, pregame at 12:30, kickoff at 1. Carroll versus Millikan for the final home game this Saturday on the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
MetroCare public option to buy health coverage on the state exchange. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Raptors dominate the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee took on the Raptors last night in Toronto and ran into a buzzsaw. The final 130-111 in favor of Toronto. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin was an assistant coach for the Raptors. Before that, a longtime NBA player. Bucks point guard Damian Lillard says players appreciate that.
I think anytime you have a former player as a coach, you automatically are one with them. You know, they understand our day-to-day. They understand our lives. They understand, you know, what goes into this game.
The Bucks are now 2-2. They host the Knicks tomorrow night. NFL fallout from the Packers' decision to trade starting defensive back Rasul Douglas to the Buffalo Bills in exchange for a third-round draft pick. I asked Matt LaFleur if Douglas had stepped out of line as a vocal leader in the locker room.
Now I want to shut that down right away. It has nothing to do. I think he's been a positive impact in that locker room. So absolutely not.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Imagine wearing a shirt that's either too big or too small. That just doesn't feel right. And when it comes to your Medicare coverage plan, Smart Medicare Solutions understands that once...
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 48 today under partly cloudy skies. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, 35. High of 49 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK. K.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
7:06, welcome back to Up North News Radio for this Thursday, November 2nd. We're going to talk to State Representative Francesca Hong in just a matter of seconds. But then we're going to let you know that at 7:30, we start our weekly hometown health segment. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is part of that. She's with us as well. Kristen, tell us about, I forgot to ask you at the end of the last hour, who are we visiting with and what are we talking about?
We are visiting with Supermom Emily Cephos from Appleton, who is going to tell us about her family's fight against a rare disease. She is such an inspiration, and I think you guys are all going to love it.
And she's taking that to that advocacy to kind of a new level.
Yeah, she's been doing a lot of organizing and a lot of advocacy work throughout her life. This just comes so naturally to her, but she's also running for Assembly District 56 up in Appleton. So taking all of that supermom energy and all of that community organizing energy to become that compassionate leader that the Appleton area really deserves.
Did you say supermom?
She is the supermom.
There, you say, we said supermom three times. When you say supermom three times, Francesca Hong appears. It's like magic. Fran, how are you?
That segue, Pat, you are the legend. I am doing very well. How are you?
Great. It's so nice to see you and hear from you. We try to rotate through as many legislators as possible to get an update on what's happening at the Capitol. It's always great when it's time to talk with you again. And this is, look, I don't mean to frame this in the negative way. We're going to be hopeful and uplifting, but honest to goodness, Fran, there are days when it's like Groundhog Day, when again, Democrats are saying, how about if we expand Medicaid? How about if we take care of child care providers? And Republicans come back with, how about if we cut taxes for the rich and things like that? And it just really gets that Groundhog Day feel. And that's what this particular fall session feels like. So this is your safe space for about 10 seconds to say, yeah. And then we're gonna get positive after that.
I just wish that they were as serious as their constituents. These are real issues that impact real lives. And when I work with folks who don't seem to be intent on serving their constituents, it's just heartbreaking more than anything else. So I'm hopeful still that they're going to continue to, you know, they'll hopefully come back and recognize that their constituents deserve that better, so they need to be better.
If you were just to take Medicaid expansion as an example, and then we're going to segue into some topics that Kristen reminded me of as well. But if you take just the Medicaid expansion, you can see how in state after state after state of Republican states that were initially against it, it was this big temper tantrum because the Affordable Care Act had passed. But as they listened to their constituents and as they ran the numbers – they accepted the Medicaid expansion and improved health care. And it just seems like you're still hearing the same tired arguments from Republicans that you have to think they're going to start listening to their constituents pretty soon.
You would think so. But I also, the fiscal argument, the moral argument, the fact that more people are going to have health care and access to better health care, it's going to bring in dollars to our state. And it's going to help, most of all, improve rural community health centers as well. And I just, to be an island on issues like Medicaid expansion, on decriminalizing cannabis, things that are now common sense and the norm for so many of our communities, it's not going to be much longer that they can continue to ignore what the people are wanting.
So this week, to again emphasize, you know, where Democrats and progressives stand on this, there's some new legislation that's been introduced to reinforce or to restore some women's health care rights. And Kristen, you were talking about how you and I were looking at an article from Idaho where basically law enforcement there is already, in my mind, it's state-sanctioned kidnapping, that they're arresting people for aiding, you know, somebody who wants to seek abortion care.
Hey, I've had a number of colleagues who practice medicine in Idaho, and they've left. They tried to fight initially, and they realized that the environment was so overwhelming, so hostile, that they just couldn't stay anymore. So now, not only have they lost a number of OBGYN doctors and high-risk specialists, but women are afraid to seek care, and they're afraid to talk about it. And there's a good reason why, because they are actually being... they're being tracked down. They're being punished for seeking health care.
And as a result, you exacerbate a situation. So we're very grateful that folks like Fran and others in the legislature are still saying, look, you're in the minority, but you still get to introduce these things and say where your values are. Fran, what are the most recent examples of that when it comes to Democrats and women's health care rights?
Yes, we were so proud to introduce the Reproductive Freedom Act. Senator Kelda Royce, leading voice for abortion care and access here in our state, introduced three different bills in the package. One that would restore the power of individuals to make their own healthcare choices. The other one is the patient's right to medically accurate information. And the last would be to stop publicly funding. It's called the Stop Publicly Funded Coercion Act to ensure that pregnancy crisis centers, I'm putting that in quotes, and healthcare centers are obligated to provide medically accurate information and all options to their patients. It's so important to remember that everyone deserves to feel safe when they are accessing healthcare. And right now, for those seeking abortion care, that is not the reality.
And it's not just, let's move beyond healthcare in another minute or so here before we check in with weatherology. It's you were also involved with introducing things that protect tenant rights, if I'm not mistaken, recently. So again, all these aspects of people's everyday lives rather than, you know, these things like the corporate tax code. Tell us more about that.
Housing is a human right, and it's a growing crisis here in Wisconsin, in every community, and across the country. And so when we have here in Madison, where we're a majority renter city, it's incredibly important to make sure that renters are protected. In our state, many of them who are many members in the legislature that are property owners and landlords, we have not been conducive to the rights of tenants. And in fact, we've actually passed legislation that undermined tenants' rights. And so the tenant protection package restores tenants' right to counsel, restores the ability for local communities to be able to have eviction moratoriums. It provides resources to tenants in the time of rising housing costs to make sure that they're protected.
And then one more quick thing, Kristen, from you that deals with OBGYNs while I've got you here. There was a PolitiFact article that claimed that there's a claim that Wisconsin abortion restrictions have worsened the OBGYN shortage. And I thought it was curious that they only rated that as half true.
Well, they only talked about residency training programs. Mm-hmm. And they looked at the data that is trending in that direction, but they can't definitively say that it is the abortion bans that are causing fewer people to apply to schools in states that have bans, and also for fewer people to be going into professions that treat women. So we only have 1 year of data. So I think in that regard, it's fair to say that we don't have definitive data, but we definitely have information. We have subjective information from interviews, people saying that they don't want to practice or train in states where there are bans. And we know that people have left the state and it's hard to recruit to the state. So given all of that information, I would call it more than half true. I would call it worrisome.
Yes, worrisome would have been a perfect rating on that one, because again, you, like you said, you're talking about something subjective, and not everybody's going to be upfront about the thing that makes them move. They may say, well, there was another opportunity over here. Well, they wouldn't have been looking for that opportunity, you know, if it hadn't been for the climate right here. Kristen, Fran, stick around. We're going to check our forecast, and then we'll take a little pause before we come back and continue our conversation here. But let me tell you first about 7 o'clock temperatures around the state. They are in the, all the way from the teens to the 30s. Lake Wissota's at 22 right now. Hayward at 17. Wausau, 26 degrees. Green Bay, 29. La Crosse, it's 27 there. Wisconsin Rapids, 23. Madison, 33. Up in Park Falls, it's 16 degrees, while in Oshkosh, it's 30. And Waukesha is at 30 degrees. Jennifer Vachitsky from Weatherology is here with us now to talk about the forecast for today and heading into the weekend. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, well, it does look like we can expect to see some sunshine essentially for most today. A little more cloud cover around central Wisconsin, Wausau, and Wisconsin Rapids. Upper 40s to low 50s for southern Wisconsin, mid to low 40s from Oshkosh northward. Overall, below average for everyone today. For Friday, a warm front starts to come through. Not too much of a difference as far as the temperatures are concerned, but we'll see some cloud cover coming in tomorrow from Richland Center, Madison over towards Milwaukee. Slight chance for rain in the morning for Richland Center. Becoming mostly sunny from Oshkosh through central and west central Wisconsin, with a slight chance for some rain and snow mix in the morning hours around Emory and Baldwin. Otherwise, becoming sunny there by the afternoon. Upper 40s to low 50s for most tomorrow. Saturday, cloudy for all once again. It looks like a slight chance for some rain coming in Saturday night from Milwaukee, Waukesha, and Madison. Mid to low 50s from Richland Center southward. Mid to upper 40s, Oshkosh northward. Then by Sunday to round out the weekend, we'll have cloudy skies for all. Looks like a slight chance for rain coming in by the afternoon for Baldwin and Amory. Then a chance for rain for everyone by Sunday night. Highs pretty similar to Saturday. Mid 50s around for southern Wisconsin. Mid to upper 40s from Oshkosh once again northward.
All right, so keep that in mind for folks heading out to Lambeau Field. Again, not one of those perfect fall days, so dress accordingly. Jennifer, thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, speaking of those Packers, again, Sunday at noon against the LA Rams. The Bucks lost to Toronto in Toronto, 130-111. That puts them at 2-2 on the season. And Giannis Antetokounmpo said, "We need days like this to realize that we have to get better. We're not there yet. We've got to keep coming together as a team." Damian Lillard says, "Obviously, it's frustrating. We're still trying to learn from each other. We're trying to learn a new staff." To which I would add, learn to put the ball in the basket. We saw your shooting figures last night. Step it up, guys. Friday against the Knicks at Fiserv Forum. Craig was going to come in. Craig, what?
I agree with you. You take the ball, put it in the hoop. And you win. I could be a basketball coach.
I'm not going to bore everybody with all the shooting statistics. Just trust me. I looked at them. We can do better. And the Bally streaming service down again last night for folks who use that instead of TV or satellite. They say they have hopefully resolved the issue so that folks can see the Bucks and understand some of the same frustrations that we're having. Badger volleyball team beat Purdue last night 3-1, and they play next Saturday night, 7 o'clock at home against Illinois, and the Texas Rangers won the World Series. Back in 60 seconds to continue our conversation with State Representative Francesca Hong and Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Back after this on Up North News Radio.
The Shaw, WAUK. Imagine wearing a shirt that's either too big or too small. That just doesn't feel right. And when it comes to your Medicare coverage plan, Smart Medicare Solutions understands that one size does not fit all. Your plan should be meticulously tailored to meet your specific needs. With a wide range of insurance providers to choose from, Smart Medicare Solutions can help find your perfect Medicare fit. Get clear, objective advice by logging on smartmedicaresolutions.com. Smart Medicare Solutions, guiding you through Medicare with generations of expertise.
As a roofer, I'm always on the go, so I need to be able to get things done from anywhere. That's why I partner with Beacon. With the Beacon Pro Plus app, I've got the brands I depend on, like Certainty Landmark Pro, right at my fingertips. It's like having my Beacon rep in my pocket 24/7. I rely on Beacon because I never stop building, and neither do they. Now through November, purchase Certainty through Beacon Pro Plus and earn up to $750. Beacon. Always building.
It's the final home game of the season for Carroll University football.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
I love watching the light bulb go off over Fran's head here. Like, oh, yeah, she's being ambushed. Representative Francesca Hong has a birthday coming up this weekend. Happy birthday, Fran.
Thank you so much, Pat. Yeah. Happy Scorpio season to you, too.
Let's see. Kristen, you want to get your greeting in here?
Happy birthday, my dear friend.
There we go. Oh, wait, we have others. Let's start with Greta Neubauer, and then there's a couple of others, Greg.
Happy birthday, Fran.
Representative Hong, this is Representative Clancy from Milwaukee, and thank you so much for being an amazing person, for believing in Wisconsin and everybody in it. Happy birthday.
Hi, Fran. Just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Thank you so much for all you do for Wisconsin and our community, and keeping up the fight along with us in the state capitol. Really appreciate you and hope you have the best birthday.
Hi, Fran. State Representative Robin Vining here. I love you so much. Happy birthday.
So a representative sample of what your caucus thinks about you.
Was that a pun? Was that a pun?
It wasn't until you called it out, and turns out I'm a genius at that.
All right.
Now, Fran, I have to tell you, the only reason we know about the birthday is because you have to do that thing that a lot of us who have been candidates have to do, and actually use your birthday for a political event, like a fundraiser or something like that. And you feel like, oh, I really wanted to. Yeah, you do that. So you may as well collect a little love along the way. So there you go, before you have your big event this weekend.
Thank you so much, Pat. I so appreciate it. I really do have some of the best colleagues and some of the worst, but.
We don't even ask you to name names because, again, I think for any one of us, there might be a name on that list that surprises you going, oh, really, that person? Yeah, yeah, that person. But that's like a lot of workplaces, but you do have some good ones out there, Kristen.
And if any of our listeners are wanting to pitch in to FranFest, find FranFest information?
They can check out any of our socials. We've got information. I'm so excited. Chef Yusuf Benrilla will be there, who's a big local and actually now statewide celebrity chef and makes some of the best food in the state. And I got to shout out Giant Jones Brewing, one of our only women-owned organic breweries here in Wisconsin.
I'd also like to say follow Representative Hong on it's Twitter. I'm not calling it X.
Yeah, that's Twitter. Yes.
Follow her on that social media platform. It is a joy.
It is. Fran and Katie Rosenberg are two of the examples of knowing how to use it, how to speak like a real person, not a political robot, even if that's a little sharp-tongued along the way. Now, what could happen is what happens to, what happened to Melissa Baldoff. You might get Senator Jesse James's, knickers in a twist. More old man stuff for you there, Greg. And actually get fired for mean tweets. Fran, glad that's never been an issue for you.
Oh, I wouldn't say that quite yet, Pat.
Give it time.
Just wait.
Yeah. People like Republicans have figured out screenshots. So, you know, a warning to all of my colleagues and friends out there.
Oh, yeah. Very, very much so. We understand that. Let's get back to the fall legislative session here for a sec. And just to say, where are we right now? And most folks know where we started was, you know, the governor with a very comprehensive workforce development proposal and Republicans, again, doing what they did with the governor's state budget bill, basically putting it in the trash can and saying, we're replacing the whole thing with a tax cut geared mostly for the wealthy and those who send their kids to private schools. We have speculated, maybe it was wishing out loud, that before the session is over, somehow people from, you know, both parties would sit in a room someplace and say, come on, guys, there's a $7 billion surplus. Let's create a win-win. Even I'm tired of hearing myself say that after, you know, 11 months here, but I'm still going to hold out some hope. So, Fran, if there's anything you're hearing at the Capitol, we're certainly all ears if you think that something good can yet come out of this fall session.
Well, it's a whirlwind time right now. We have two sessions scheduled for November, and I anticipate both of them to be heavy on the calendar with actually some bipartisan bills. There are some environmental bills that I'm looking forward to voting for. There are things that are a little bit more technical as well. But unfortunately, we're not seeing what is most critical for our state, which is higher investments in public education, in childcare, in healthcare, and ensuring that our universities of Wisconsin aren't having to lay off more workers, take away programs for students. I think what was missing, and we haven't talked as much about in that special session package, was funding for the UW Engineering Building. This building is critical and has the support of people that I was shocked to see: Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, chambers across the entire state. People know that investing in our universities is one of the best way to ensure that we have people who want to stay, work, and thrive in our state. And unfortunately, the Republicans said no to that too. And so as we're going through many committee hearings and trying to get these calendars bulked up before folk come back in January, I am staying nauseously optimistic that there will be some consensus on the bills that will actually improve people's lives and livelihoods. And Democrats won't stop fighting for that.
I'm trying so hard not to laugh over there, but that was a brand new line. I've never heard the line nauseously optimistic before.
I'm absolutely stealing that.
I can't take full credit. There was a phenomenal candidate up north, John, who wrote me a note thanking me for supporting him. And he wrote, he's remaining nauseously optimistic. And so it so perfectly describes how I feel. Like, there's just always so many emotions when it comes to Wisconsin politics. And I always try to ground myself in that one.
So stay tuned Monday for the rebranded Up North News Radio, Nauseously Optimistic, with Pat and friends, come Monday. Kristen, do you feel like, as you talk to folks up there, prospective candidates and others, especially on the notion of healthcare and women's rights, that there's anything that can be done yet in this session, or is it just a matter of continuing to cheer Fran and her colleagues on until we go through the next cycle?
I think it's a matter of keeping everybody afloat and thinking about the future. And really, that just really underscores how important fall of 2024 is. Mm-hmm. There's so much optimism and so much enthusiasm, and we are ready.
Speaking of which, I believe Emily Cephas is here. Let me bring her into the conversation early, because Fran, I know you wanted to talk to her, and this way you don't have to hang around through the next commercial break. Fran, Emily, Fran.
Hi, nice to meet you officially, I guess.
So good to see you. I know, I'm so glad we're going beyond our DMs here. This is very exciting.
Out of the DMs and into real life.
Emily, yes, there's been, again, talking about using social media, you've been using mm-hmm. that rather effectively, and it's won you a fan base already between Kristen and Fran and the others.
Thank you.
It turns out that when a working mom just gets, you know, a couple of free moments to use Twitter or other social media, you can do some good things on there.
We're multitaskers, aren't we?
Yes.
We know how to work it. So.
Y'all really are. So with that, Representative Hong, we'll let you go. Now you got a chance to greet Emily. Again, happy birthday, and thank you so much for all you do, and thanks for visiting with us early in the morning.
Happy birthday.
Thank you all so much. Have a great rest of your day.
All right. Coming up next, we've got Hometown Health with Dr. Kristen Lyerly and Emily Seppel. Sarah, we'll be right back. I just never understood
how men will die for good. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. President Biden's called for a pause in fighting as Israeli troops advance toward Gaza City. The BBC's Mohammed Taha.
The Israeli troops are advancing towards the heart of Gaza. The IDF are saying that they managed to cross the first defense line of Hamas fighters.
Embattled Republican George Santos survives an expulsion vote in the Senate.
I hope that my colleagues come to their senses and recognize that perilous consequences of a trial by media.
Most GOP lawmakers opted to withhold punishment as a criminal trial and an ethics investigation proceed. Santos is accused of lying to Congress and stealing from donors. Rangers fans are a happy bunch. This man in Phoenix to watch Texas beat the D-backs 5-0 in Game 5 to win the team's first ever World Series.
Is there hope? Are we actually going to get it done? And they did it. And I am just, I'm just in awe right now.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Imagine wearing a shirt that's either too big or too small. That just doesn't feel right. And when it comes to your Medicare coverage plan, Smart Medicare Solutions understands that one size does not fit.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An inmate died at the Waupun State Prison on Monday. That's the third death at Waupun in 4 months. The Dodge County Medical Examiner says autopsy reports won't be ready for a couple of months. The Waupun Prison has been in lockdown since March. The Journal Sentinel reports about 1,000 inmates have to stay in their cells around the clock. Families say they're concerned about health care at the prison. Wisconsin Supreme Court Chief Justice Annette Ziegler delivered the annual State of the Judiciary Address in Lake Geneva on Wednesday. The veteran conservative justice didn't spend much time addressing her clashes with the court's new liberal majority. Chief Ziegler instead focused on improving court security and mental health treatment options for offenders. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Imagine wearing a shirt that's either too big or too small. That just doesn't feel right. And when it comes to your Medicare coverage plan, Smart Medicare Solutions understands that one size does not fit all. Your plan should be meticulously tailored to meet your specific needs. With a wide range of insurance providers to choose from, Smart Medicare Solutions can help find your perfect Medicare fit. Get clear, objective advice by logging on smartmedicaresolutions.com. Smart Medicare Solutions, guiding you through Medicare with generations of expertise.
As a roofer, I'm always on the go, so I need to be able to get things done from anywhere. That's why I partner with Beacon. With the Beacon Pro Plus app, I've got the brands I depend on, like Certainty Landmark Pro.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 48 today under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, 35, high of 49 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
Imagine wearing a shirt that's either too big or too small. That just doesn't feel right. And when it comes to your Medicare coverage plan, Smart Medicare Solutions understands that one size does not fit all. Your plan should be meticulously tailored to meet your specific needs. With a wide range of insurance providers to choose from, Smart Medicare Solutions can help find your perfect Medicare fit. Get clear, objective advice by logging on smartmedicaresolutions.com. Smart Medicare Solutions, guiding you through Medicare with generations of expertise.
As a roofer, I'm always on
the Shaw, WAUK. Imagine wearing a shirt that's either too big or too small. That just doesn't feel right. And when it comes to your Medicare coverage plan, Smart Medicare Solutions understands that one size does not fit all. Your plan should be meticulously tailored to meet your specific needs. With a wide range of insurance providers to choose from, Smart Medicare Solutions can help find your perfect Medicare fit. Get clear, objective advice by logging on smartmedicaresolutions.com. Smart Medicare Solutions, guiding you through Medicare with generations of expertise.
As a roofer, I'm always on the go, so I need to be able to get things done from anywhere. That's why I partner with Beacon. With the Beacon Pro Plus app, I've got the brands I depend on, like Certainty Landmark Pro, right at my fingertips. It's like having my Beacon rep in my pocket 24/7. I rely on Beacon because I never stop building, and neither do they. Now through November, purchase certain teeth through Beacon Pro Plus and earn up to $750. Beacon. Always building.
It's the final home game of the season for Carroll University football this.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK. K.
Look, motherhood is tough enough as it is. And then put a sick child into the mix here. It's something that I know extremely well as somebody who had a little brother that was born with issues and passed away when he was 9 and a half and I was 14. And my mom was a single mom through a lot of that time. A lot of appointments, a lot of hard conversations. And it takes a lot for a mom in any position, much less that one, to then go a step further and be an advocate either for a cause or for a race or what have you. And so taking that kind of a healthcare knowledge base and background is what takes us into this week's Hometown Health segment and Kristen Lyerly and her guest, Emily Cephos. And Kristen, I'll let you take Emily's intro from here.
Yeah, I don't even know what more to say, Pat. That was just really beautiful. And thank you for sharing that personal angle. Nobody knows it better than someone who's lived it. And Emily Cephos is living it. And I wanted to give her the opportunity to tell the story about her family and some of the incredible work that she's doing. So, Emily, welcome to Hometown Health.
Yes, good morning.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. So tell us about your family.
Oh, yeah. So I have three little kids. They're 8, 6, and 5. And our middle kiddo was born with neurofibromatosis. And so it's NF for short, long, confusing word, but it is a rare disease that affects 1 in 2,500 people born, and it can manifest in a myriad of ways. So yeah, he's 6 and vivacious and creative and 6. but we also are navigating being a family with a child with a rare disease. And so that's been something that we've been learning as we go and supporting each other, but we are chaotic and noisy and have a lot of fun in between, I guess.
But what a learning curve you have to go on when you get that kind of a diagnosis. Can you tell us a bit more, and Kristen jump in as well, as far as, you know, that it's not really, from what I'm reading here, it's not a single medical disorder, but different conditions dealing with development of tumors that can affect, you know, the nervous system. What did you have to learn on the fly?
Well, Nico was actually diagnosed when he was 6 months old, and I took him to his pediatrician appointment with my daughter, who was a year and a half at that time. And he kind of nonchalantly mentioned that we should get genetic testing because he had cafe au lait spots, which are just brown blotches. They look like coffee with milk. They're just brown blotches across his torso. And he said that's indicative of neurofibromatosis. And it was kind of off the cuff. And then I left and I was like, huh, I've never heard that word before. But then I started Googling things, which I would not. To my former self, would not recommend that. But we ended up receiving a diagnosis some 8 to 10 weeks later when we got those results back, and it turned out that he has NF1. So like you said, that can result in tumors growing along any nerve throughout his whole body. So some of these are subcutaneous, where they're just little tiny bumps that grow along your skin. And then others can be larger, more complex, and those are called plexiform tumors. And those can grow, they continue to grow your entire life. You're born with them. And so they can sometimes infringe on airways or into your brain or whatever. So anywhere throughout your whole body, tumors could be growing anywhere when you have NF. And there's so much unknown. So it was a lot of research, a lot of stuff. And it was at one point when we got the diagnosis, I was like, Nick, get us a bottle of wine, my husband. And I was like, we're crying about this tonight. And then we're going to do the work, because what do you do when your kid has a rare disease that there's no cure for? You just feel some sort of semblance of control. We were raising the funds, we're raising awareness, and that's I'm wearing my shirt today. I know you can't see it on the radio, but forever wearing like this hat to make sure that my son knows that he is cherished and loved and supported and has the best team around him. So.
And you mentioned your pediatrician kind of nonchalantly said that. And, you know, having been in that situation, I recognize that when you're talking with someone and you're about to share some information that has the potential to really change someone's life, it's hard to introduce that concept, but it is life-changingly hard to walk away from that appointment as a family and think about what the implications are for the rest of your life. So you got that bottle of wine, you got the diagnosis, you got the bottle of wine, and then what?
We decided that we were gonna just fight like hell to support the scientists. There's really promising research coming out of both private and publicly funded sources. So we have, together as we call ourselves Team Nico, we have raised over $100,000 since the diagnosis. We do advocacy stuff all the time. So we're always out in the community trying to wear our apparel and talk to folks about NF. And we have been to Washington to lobby for federal dollars. So like Nick and I are trying to like just do all that we can in whatever way we can while also being busy parents. And then we also take Nico up. He does his specialist appointments up at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. And we're kind of like, we're living life. And as he's growing, things are changing, conversations are changing. And as you know, his NF develops, we're navigating those waters too. So it's just, it's forever. We're swimming along together. Sometimes it seems up, you know, we're trying to go upstream and it's just, there's a strong current. So I don't know.
What does that mean for Nico in terms of, you know, day-to-day life? I mean, or is this a chronic pain condition? Is this about movement?
Yeah, that's a good question. It can be. Nico's really fortunate. He has a plexiform above his eyelid that we're monitoring that's going to need some, like, surgical debulking later. But for now, he leads a pretty normal life. We do know a lot of kiddos that are on, like, maintenance chemo that they, because it has been shown to reduce the growth rate or of like plexiforms that are infringing on airways or within the brain. We know other people that live with chronic pain, others that are just, you know, covered in these cutaneous things, which are very disfiguring. And so we are super duper fortunate, but we also know a lot of incredible NF heroes that have had a lot of challenges that they deal with. And so we're dedicated to doing what we can for Nico, of course, but understanding there's a benefit that all of our friends that we've met along the way here are going to feel. So
you've got two other kiddos at home. Nico has a big sister and a little brother.
Yes.
And you have parents and community members and other family members who are all involved with Team Nico. How has that changed their lives? And how do you all work together toward this common goal of finding a cure and supporting Nico and others who have this rare condition?
We are super fortunate. The first year that we, when we received a diagnosis, we were living in Nashville and we had family, like grandparents and other friends that actually live up in Appleton that we had never met before that came down, and they've been a part of this journey from the get-go and are enthusiastic and supportive. So like they're cheering us on and they're offering us a shoulder to lean on when we need it. And it's really been like incredible to see this coalescing love around this little boy. In the meantime, we've also like gathered up folks that like know someone with NF, but have never like done any sort of advocacy or fundraising, that are feeling empowered and are feeling like they're a part of something bigger that's working toward that cure that we're all hopeful that we'll see. So it's been a really, really cool dynamic. And as we continue to grow, it's just, I feel so grateful. I never know what to say. And I always tell them that I'm like, how do I express to you my gratitude? It's incredible.
So how do you take that advocacy then and take that energy and then say that these issues are motivating me to do even more, and in this case, run for legislature in the 56th Assembly District next year?
Yeah, I feel like it was the cart before the horse kind of thing. I was already like politically involved because I saw in my community in Nashville just like the abhorrent effects that certain executive orders and legislation had on people I cared about. So like I was already an ally and an advocate in that way that was showing up in those spaces. But I think when Nico was diagnosed and it lit more of a fire because I was like, I care that much about my son because that is my flesh and blood and my family. But there are so many other people that are experiencing all this other hurt. And so we always want to be the voice for the people that might not be able to raise their voices themselves. It was like a very natural transition for me because like I'm an empath. I feel a lot. I feel the world in a lot of ways, but I am forever looking to say, how is that person that might not have a seat at the table impacted by what's happening, right? Like, how are these NF people living their lives in a way that could be improved if we do X, Y, or Z? How are, you know, it runs together toward the same goal. And that's a more inclusive community that is supportive of you, no matter what you look like, what you've experienced, where you come from, all of that.
But Emily, yes, you know what's ahead. And Kristen, you lived it, and we are seeing it in this fall legislative session about something as basic as supporting childcare, that what you are hearing actual living, breathing legislators say right now is, well, if more of you moms would just stay at home, we wouldn't need childcare. Kristen, how could you run for office leaving those four boys at home? Emily, you're going to get the same questions. I don't say this to get you guys riled up, but to give you a chance to say to these folks, hey, Emily, fill in the blank from here.
I've already gotten that question as early as it is in this campaign. And I would say that like my pushback is that moms get stuff done. Moms get stuff done all day. They resolve conflict. They are able to multitask like you've never seen with different calendars and expectations. They're able to be flexible and adjust. So like when we're talking, the expectation that women are supposed to just sit on the sidelines, especially when a lot of the legislation is directly impacting us as women or our families, that is long. We are not going back to those days when we don't have a seat at the table. It is too important. And women are realizing that. And like Dr. Lyerly did, and like a lot of women, you know, like Representative Hong, like we are stepping up because we recognize the dire straits that we're in and that our kids deserve better. And like the little people, it's for the little people. It's for their future. That's why I'm here.
It is for the little people. And my little people, two of them are in their 20s now. And I look at their lives and I look at the things that are important to them. And they like their friends. They like their little brothers. They like their families and they want to be more engaged. They don't support this old fashioned traditional man works, woman stays home business. They want to be part of all of that. So I really don't see this as like a gender thing. I see this as we all together as a community can raise our families, can create this environment that we all want to see. So to me, this is not like what they are trying to represent is not at all what we see and feel in our own households and what generations to come are expressing they want to see in their futures.
It's a good point. Yeah. I agree. Mm-hmm.
What are the issues that you are specifically focusing on as you are looking at your campaign and it's unfolding with 1 year to go? It's 1 year.
I know. I was looking at my timeline and I was I am focusing a lot on, I mean, our public education system and the way that it's funded is that formula is antiquated and they've been operating in the red for far too long. When it comes to our communities, I've been talking to board members at the like town council, city council and county board. And we were talking about what levies look like and how we can continue to provide services with these growing communities in the Fox Valley. So that's going to be something that I continue to learn about from leaders and speak to. And then reproductive health is something that I am going to fight like hell for. Honestly, I've got school age kids. So we are talking about like the Second Amendment is going to be huge for us going forward. And just like creating societies and communities where we're all, no matter who we love, no matter what, you know, like where we come from, what we believe, we are welcomed here and we feel safe and we feel valued. And that's the gist.
For more information about Emily, her website is Emily Sefos, and that's TSEFFOS.com. And you can learn more about neurofibromatosis at CTF. That's for Children's Tumor Foundation, CTF.org. Emily, thank you very much. It was great to meet you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a great day. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you have a wonderful story to tell, and looking forward to hearing more of it over the course of this next year. So when we come back, Luke Mathers will join us. In the meantime, head over to upnorthnewswi.com and sign up for that newsletter. We'll be back.
This is the Shaw, WAUK. Imagine wearing a shirt that's either too big or too small. That just doesn't feel right. And when it comes to your Medicare coverage plan, Smart Medicare Solutions understands that one size does not fit all. Your plan should be meticulously tailored to meet your specific needs. With a wide range of insurance providers to choose from, Smart Medicare Solutions can help find your perfect Medicare fit. Get clear, objective advice by logging on smartmedicaresolutions.com. Smart Medicare Solutions, guiding you through Medicare with generations of expertise.
As a roofer, I'm always on the go, so I need to be able to get things done from anywhere. That's why I partner with Beacon. With the Beacon Pro Plus app, I've got the brands I depend on, like CertainTeed Landmark Pro, right at my fingertips. It's like having my Beacon rep in my pocket 24/7. I rely on Beacon because I never stop building, and neither do they. Now through November, purchase CertainTeed through Beacon Pro Plus and earn up to $750. Beacon. Always building.
It's the final home game of the season for Carroll University football this.
You're listening to the Shaw, WAUK.
Maxine Nightingale turns 71 today. Any excuse for a Civic Media dance party, which is broken out here on the live video feed that you can see on the Civic Media Facebook page or the Facebook page for Up North News and several other places until they yank us for dropping this disco ball and showing off our moves. Luke Mathers, how are you?
I'm good, Pat. I'm good. Glad to be with you on this Thursday morning.
Where are you? It's... I'm trying to see. I see a blank monitor behind you because I know the Madison studio is now. Oh, are you in that conference room there next to it? Okay.
You have many monitors there.
So many monitors to look at. Todd Alba, yesterday, but he was at the window so we could see the state capitol over his shoulder. So we have to put something distracting in that monitor behind you here. I
that would have been better framing. I'm upset with myself that I didn't do that now.
No, you're a radio guy. Don't listen. The TV guy is just always going to find something to nitpick at,
Yeah.
I feel like that Room Raider account, remember that Room Raider on Twitter would look at people's guest appearances on TV and then rate the room? I mean, look at Kristen right now. Has a lamp balancing in the left, some fine artwork in the center. There, she's moved over a bit, so she's properly framed, 9 out of 10.
And then there's me.
Hotel, sweet hotel.
And then Greg with an empty chair behind him that really should have somebody just eating a bag of popcorn. And we never know who it is. It's just some guy that just sits there, actually cracks peanuts, throws the shells on the floor.
Remember when Clint Eastwood talked to an empty chair at the Republican? That's Barack Obama right behind me. I got Barack Obama. Hey, Barry. You want to go hang out after this? Get a coffee? Barack Obama.
I was talking to an old former coworker of mine, Tanita, and she's in South Carolina, and she's offered to be my anger translator, much like
Key and Peele.
Yeah. She'd make a great anger translator. We could use somebody like that here. Coming up next on most of these Civic Media stations, you've got Earl Ingram. In Wausau, you've got Chad Holmes, Madison Stephanie Miller, James and the Gang in Wisconsin Rapids. They're all followed by As Goes Wisconsin with one Greg Bach and Jane Matinair.
This guy.
Todd Alba at noon, Matt Flynn at 2, Devils at 4, Maggie Dawn at 6. Normally on these Thursdays, we talk to Luke or Aaron or Sam or whoever will walk by the studio and say, hey, what else is on Civic Media? So, Luke, thanks for being our willing victim. What else is on Civic Media that we could talk about?
I just want to say really quick, Luke, you're so handsome and so good at your job. And
he's trying to butter me up. Every opportunity he gets on the air.
Thank you for being here. Luke's my boss.
Oh, okay. Didn't realize there was a direct line here. Okay.
He doesn't miss an opportunity there. Okay. I appreciate all of that, Greg.
All right,
We got the Cripescast this weekend, noon across the Civic Media Network. But one of the fun things that you can now listen to, the Milwaukee Bucks season tipped off last week. Unfortunately, a little bit of a struggle last night in Toronto, but the guys getting it together. They're going to be playing the Heat on Friday night. The Knicks on Friday night. They played the Heat earlier this week. Mm-hmm. The Knicks on Friday night for the first in-season tournament. So you can catch the Milwaukee Bucks on 6 Civic Media stations across the network.
Wait a minute. We have to talk about this in-season tournament.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, what do you want to know?
Everything. Because I'm still not quite sure how we're going to do we want to get into this right now? Do you know everything about it?
Everything about it? No,
about it?
I'm more than happy to talk about the Milwaukee Bucks. So let's talk through it. What are your concerns?
Now, first, you just say anything. I'm just watching Kristen's eyes glaze over here. She's already
I don't know anything about this. I haven't even heard about this.
Is this like in soccer where they like all of a sudden just
stop? What I was going to say. Yes, they have like they stop the regular season and they do this kind of tournament thing, but in this one, the tournament is with themselves.
Don't stop the regular season either. All of these games count for the in-season games count towards the tournament record and then the placement for that tournament. So it's going to be interesting to see how it unfolds, but this is going to be the first ever NBA Cup. So you've got the Larry O'Brien Trophy at the end of the NBA Finals, mm-hmm. but now teams will also be eligible for the NBA Cup after the in-season tournament. So there's a matchup with your own conference. You have several in-season games circled on the calendar that then will make you eligible for the in-season tournament later in the year, in the season. And it'll take place in Las Vegas, where potentially there may be an expansion team coming for the NBA in the next couple of years.
Anything that... hold, Greg, I just want to get this thought in. Anything that I don't know, maybe justice isn't the word that I'm looking for, but here's what I want to say. The Arizona Diamondbacks just won the World Series.
No.
In the regular season, or I'm sorry, the Texas Rangers just won the World Series against the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Arizona Diamondbacks finished 16 games behind the Dodgers in the standings in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not sure that format is working. So if some kind of another in-season tournament provides some justice to people who actually go and win day in and day out, you know, that's a good thing. So I'll give this NBA thing a chance.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how the inaugural season goes for it. I think it will bring an interesting dynamic to load management for some of the all-stars and the big players that like Giannis Antetokounmpo, Damian Lillard. It's been questioned if they're taking days off throughout the season because, like you said, as soon as the playoffs come, any team that's in the playoffs could win. You could have the Diamondbacks or you could have the Miami Heat last year in the NBA go really far when not having the best in-season record. So they're trying to incentivize more of the players to take the in-season games seriously and have a lot more on the line day in and day out.
Yeah, Tony writes in, it's like the FA Cup in England for soccer. And Tony also wrote in, Charlie interviewed Nate Bergatz, who hosted Saturday Night Live last Saturday, if people want to go and hear it. So you gasped, Greg.
Nate Bergatz is like one of the best comedians, period.
Mm-hmm.
He's so good.
Taylor Tomlinson just got announced as the new late night host as well, following Stephen Colbert. So young comedians.
They're bringing it back. Because they canceled that show and they were going to reboot at midnight, which and very happy about this.
Yeah, Taylor Tomlinson. Now I feel like inadequate because I am also the same age as her, and she's got a late night national TV show. So I got to start getting a little bit more motivated around here again.
Speaking of ages, I did not want to embarrass Fran, but you know we had Francesca Hong on. We wished her a happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. FranFest this weekend.
My humble moment this weekend was going, how old is she? And then I looked, and my older daughter turned 35 on Monday. She turns 35 this weekend. She's 4 days older than or younger than my older daughter.
Okay.
So I won't tell you how young I am.
I'm not feeling it at all. Not feeling old.
I don't like you anymore, Luke Mathers.
Anyway, on that note, Kristen, Greg, Luke, thank y'all. Hope you have a great day.
Yep, you too.
It's going to be wonderful.
Hey, Kristen's like, all right.
Kristen played along so nice. Tomorrow, Kiev Akil, Dan Schumacher, and Mark Jacob. Y'all have a great Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow.
Keep it Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Imagine wearing a shirt that's either too big or too small. That just doesn't feel right. And when it comes to your Medicare coverage plan, Smart Medicare Solutions understands that one size does not fit all. Your plan should be meticulously tailored to meet your specific needs. With a wide range of insurance providers to choose from, Smart Medicare Solutions can help find your perfect Medicare fit. Get clear, objective advice by logging on smartmedicaresolutions.com. Smart Medicare Solutions, guiding you through Medicare with generations of expertise.
As a roofer, I'm always on the go, so I need to be able to get things done from anywhere. That's why I partner with Beacon. With the Beacon Pro Plus app, I've got the brands I depend on, like CertainTeed Landmark Pro, right at my fingertips. It's like having my Beacon rep in my pocket 24/7. I rely on Beacon because I never stop building, and neither do they. Now through November,